Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Jesus commanded his disciples to go into all the world. So far, they've been content to hang out at home, but Jerusalem is no longer a safe place. Saul, instigator of Stephen's stoning, is waging a one-man war against the church. In Acts chapter 8, God uses persecution to deploy his troops. Philip goes to Samaria. People are saved. One of the new converts was a sorcerer named Simon. He had deceived the people with his sleight of hand for many years. Now he's amazed at Philip's bona fide miracles. Philip was an evangelist. He preached to see people saved. But there is more to the Christian life than salvation. The Spirit not only lives in us, but he comes upon us with power. Peter and John come to impart this power. Simon tries to make a purchase. How sad when men believe they can buy spiritual power with carnal cash. Philip obeys an impractical command. He leaves the midst of a revival, and he travels down a wilderness road that leads to nowhere. But God's purpose gets clearer when he arrives. He meets an Ethiopian in search of the truth. He preaches Jesus, and the Ethiopian is converted. Never question God's commands. His reasons are always rational. Philip baptizes the new believer with a divine dunk and is raptured to Azotus. I bet he never forgot his trip to the tumbleweeds.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.